This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. This show is special today because we have gotten a lot of emails and a lot of questions about small businesses loans and how can I start a nonprofit and how can I start my beauty salon and all this type of stuff. And I came across an awesome guy by the name of Roberto Valdez Beltran. Did I say it right, Roberto?
You did. Perfectly. Thank you, Vance.
A few weeks ago, Roberto and I were doing a special on PBS. I was talking about Father Matters, and Roberto was talking about, make sure I say this right, Axion.
You got it perfect. Thank
that
you.
Is spelled A as in apple, C as in cat, I-O-N as in Nancy. Axion. That's correct?
Perfect.
Well, we met at PBS hanging out in the green room and talking, and he was sharing what he was doing. I was sharing what I was doing. I said, I've got to have you on this show. And let me tell you a little bit about Axion. Axion connects small business owners with the financing and advice it takes to create or grow healthy enterprises. Since 1991, the members of the Axion U.S. network have lent to over 50,000 people in the U.S. globally, say that fast. Axion is a pioneer in microfinance, providing loans in over 30 countries through a network of partners. And let me tell you, you right here in Arizona, since 2008, Axion have provided over $7.9 million in loans to entrepreneurs in Arizona. I'm going to let him finish telling us about Axion. Roberto, welcome to the Father Matters Show, my man.
Thank you for having me here, Vance. I appreciate it very much.
This is exciting because we have a lot of people who want to open up mechanic shops and barbershops and bakeries. Tell us some more about small business loans and give us some more about Axion.
Definitely. Let me give you a bit of my background, too. I've been with Axion since actually 2008 when we started formally lending in Arizona. Our program actually was born in New Mexico in 1994, and it's one of one chapter of a total of four sister programs that actually comprise the Axion network in the U.S., and we decided to expand into Arizona back then because we were at the point where we needed to scale our program. And we figured, you know, what better way to do that than serving other states. So at that point, we came in Arizona and Colorado around late 08 and started formally lending right away. I remember perfectly the date. It was October 16th when we started with a loan to a daycare facility in Tucson, Arizona. And we, at that point, decided to mirror the activity we were having in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because those were similar markets, Tucson and Albuquerque. So I started experimenting with that a little bit and got to a point where we're pretty much now the microlending company to go for microloans there in Southern Arizona and becoming that here in Phoenix as well and throughout the state, which is phenomenal. But I appreciate this opportunity very much, Vance, because as a 501c3 nonprofit, you understand this. You know, it's very tough to get visibility at times, to have those big budgets for marketing. And what a better way to do it than through community partners like you.
Absolutely. It's hard, man. When you're dependent on car washers and selling brownies and all this type of this is powerful. And this is awesome. You own to veteran-owned businesses. Native American businesses, green business loans. I love it. You said you started off lending out to a daycare facility. So it's you're like no discrimination. You're loaned to almost any business?
Almost. Actually, we follow similar guidelines to what a Small Business Administration does. So there's very few industries we don't serve. And that involves, of course, selling 100% of alcohol. We can do restaurants that have sales of alcohol, but, you know, it's got to be balanced. And, you know, things like predatory lending, we don't get into that because we're trying to actually go the other way. The other areas we don't do, of course, is adult entertainment, which is very standard in many of the lending institutions. And manufacturing and distribution of weapons is also that it's something that we don't do.
You don't do. Now, nonprofit loans, can you unpack that a little bit? What does it take? What's going on with that? Unpack that.
Definitely. Being a 501c3, of course, makes us a charitable institution. That means we can get donations as well from the public and foundations and even some governmental entities. But it doesn't preclude us to provide financial services like lending. There is a specific designation or a certification by the Secretary of the Treasury called a Community Development Financial Institution. That was actually some legislation that was passed by President Clinton back in the 90s, where, you know, basically what it says is if banks are not going to certain communities or not doing loans or taking enough risks on startups or smaller companies, then someone has to do it, right? So we decided to, at that point, start partnering with some of the larger banks and smaller community banks for them to meet some Community Reinvestment Act requirements.
Right.
So they use CDFIs, they call us, a Community Development Financial Institution, so we're one of those. And there's over 500 in the country, so many of us doing this. So banks decided to start investing in CDFIs like Axion, so to be able to reach out to these low-moderate-income communities or markets, also minority-owned enterprises and women-owned enterprises.
So Axion is a nonprofit organization as well. So like you said, you get money from foundations and donors to lend to small businesses.
That is correct.
And then they pay you back, of course, the percentage. How do someone apply, and how do they see if they qualify, and what are the loan types? Break that down in the visit. Take your time.
Definitely. How we qualify people is it's a process that we take, of course, an application. People can apply online. It's one way, and we have a really good website now that we can serve many more people.
And that website is what?
It's us.axion.org.
Let's spell that Axion again.
So us.axion.org.
Okay.
So people can go there and apply, not only in Arizona, actually. I'm based here in Phoenix, and we serve the whole state of Arizona. There's six people around the state serving it, but there's a team of people, actually 45 people around the region, serving Texas, New Mexico.
Unpack that, because we have listeners all over the country. So here we go. Let's hear it.
So New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, and Texas currently being served by our program. There is also a chapter in San Diego, serving San Diego County, and they're currently expanding in other areas in California. And there's also Axion New York, New Jersey.
Wow.
We call them Axion East, but basically serving the state of New York and New Jersey. And I believe in Miami, too, they have an office. And they also do a lot of remote lending in some states that were not present with a physical office.
So that one website, if someone like listening right now, they would go to that one website and they can find out their punch in their zip code or area code somewhere. And what is the website again?
It's us.accion.org.
Now, how do I apply?
So you go in there. You can actually, like you said, you can put your zip code in there, and actually it's going to direct you to the program that is serving those areas. If it's us here in the Southwest, if it's back East, it's going to tell you exactly who to talk to there, going to prompt you with the phone number information, and also give you the loan programs there's available, because we do have different programs around the country depending on the markets we serve. And going back a little bit about the nonprofit structure, because I think that's very important. When we started in Arizona, just to give you an idea, our self-sustaining rate was about 38%, which meant that at that point we were able to cover our expenses yearly through revenues up to 38%. So the rest we needed to pretty much fundraise, 62%. Since our growth started to happen after that and scaling up a little more, we become a little bit more self-sustaining, actually up to 70%, close to 70%. So we need to fundraise still 30%. And our goal is to become 100% self-sustaining, actually, next year. Wow. So we're trying to double our portfolio size. We're trying to do many more loans. And that won't imply that Acción won't be a nonprofit anymore. We actually want to expand services. And becoming self-sustaining ensures that we stay there for the long haul. So that's one of the main goals we have. And we've done this in a couple of ways. One is getting creative with the loan size we do, going up to $1 million, for example, which Whoa. Is not too micro anymore.
That's right.
And having dedicated teams to both serve the micro loan needs, which means loans typically up to $35,000-$50,000. And then you have a bit more of a commercial group doing loans up to $1 million. Now, you may think, okay, how a microlender is serving that, you know, market, which is kind of big loans. Actually, banks are doing a lot of those. But the reason why there's a need is because after the crisis, 2008, 2009,
right.
things got a little tight with credit. And our banking partners actually started to push us a little bit. Like, you have to do more. You have to get into this space and be able to maybe salvage some of the loans that were declining. So part of our job is going out there, talking to many of the banking partners that are also putting money to work through us, and community organizations such as yours and many other technical assistance partners, to refer people that they believe are credit ready or actually very passionate about an idea and they're trying to get funding. So we would be one of those options, hopefully available to them.
That is awesome. So I said, see how I qualify. Where are, and you talked a little bit about some of the loan types, and you talked a little bit about where is something that people should know when they do contact you?
Definitely. Well, first of all, that we are a community-based organization. Well, we serve the region locally. We have a smaller team of about 40, 45 people. We walk them through the whole process ourselves. It's like going back to community banking. So A to Z, we take an application. We walk through the process. We approve the loans internally. We manage our own portfolio. We never sell the loans. So you're dealing with one organization that does it pretty much all on the lending side. Now, we don't take deposits. That's the main difference between us and a bank. And that's why the regulations are different. And that's why we are allowed to be a 501c3, which basically means that we have this standalone loan fund trying to serve the small businesses out there.
That's awesome. And before I ask you this next question, we're going to go into the commercial break, because you also have workshops and events, how people can get more information about Acción. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Roberto Valdez Beltran from Acción. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of The Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org. and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. My special guest today is Roberto Valdez Beltran from Acción. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. We're talking about small loans, business. You just got to go back to the top of the show. Roberto, you have workshops and events, and I'm looking at the website right now. You have how to email marketing. You have grow your business, how to launch your startup, finding funding for your business. What I love about this, you're not just a lending institution to say, yes, no, you're qualified or not. You're saying, come on in for workshops. We also want to help you with marketing, also want to help you with the growth. Can you unpack a little bit about the workshops and events?
Definitely. We try to have this focus on taking, you know, one business at a time and help out. So, for example, in Arizona, we have an existing portfolio of over 600 clients alone, and throughout the region is actually over 2,000. So what we do is, number one, we try to pair them with mentors when needed. And existing clients are typically one of those great mentors they can access. So, of course, we have a cadre of mentors that we can work with in our portfolio and try to help and pair them up with potential new clients that are struggling with certain subjects or topics, like marketing, you said.
Yeah.
It could be sales. It could be how to recoup on accounts receivable, for example, that they're struggling with that. So those kinds of things, we try to find an expert within our network and pair them up with them. We have a very good board, professionals, entrepreneurs, lawyers, CPAs, that are also helping us connect with some of those resources. Locally in the community, there are very key partners, like the Small Business Development Centers, that are also helping for free develop business plans to people, help them with some financial projections if they need help there, and getting them to be more credit ready so that when we have this conversation, then there is great feedback going back and forth. So those are some of the free resources. We actually team up with many of them to do these workshops. And actually, Axion, we are about to launch like a monthly gathering for people actually to be able to access how to apply for microfinance, how microlending. And those most likely will be led by me and some of my local team members that we actually going to try and start doing those in as early as June. So more information is going to be posted in the website on that. There is an event coming up in September. There's a funder involved that I cannot reveal yet, but there's going to be information on that probably by the end of May. And it's going to be in regards to access to capital, how to apply for funding, and it's going to be also how to insure your business, most likely, because that's a big subject for many of contractors, for example, that are trying to cover themselves and then have the needed coverage for their businesses, and involving other resources. Maybe also the IRS is one of the partners. They have a liaison locally. So we try and be proactive with them, sharing that information so that they're not scared about the process of working with the IRS. That could be more accessible for them.
What I love is, you know, you're not just on the radio saying, hey, this is what we can do for you. You're not selling it, because I appreciate it. Because on your website, you have a whole page of testimonies of success stories. Can you share a success story?
Oh, my
goodness. Recently?
Oh, yes, for sure. There is, a daycare facility that we started working with them on a microloan. It was referred to as originally by an organization down in Tucson called the Micro Business Advancement Center. And they were having some difficulties in accessing basic capital to start a group home. So that means up to 10 kids to be served out of their home and on a rented space. And they were having challenges with credit. You know, their FICO score personally was not too strong. So long story short is we got him a microloan that was actually below $10,000 originally. Came back and paid it off. And actually did a second loan for up to $25,000 or so to access more capital, have more for payroll, bringing in a caregiver that would help with the business. And also, at the end of the day, we ended up doing a commercial real estate deal for them of about $210,000 or so they can actually buy a property and increase the number of kids that they can serve in that property. And I think now there are up to 50 or 55 kids that they serve. So they've grown over the last couple of years dramatically, and they're steady business now and employing some other people, making a big impact. And that's what Axion is about. At some point, we know that many of our clients will go to the bank and will access many other options. But that's actually a success for us. It's one of the key performance metrics.
Well, by the time they go to the bank, you didn't help them with their credit. You helped them with a payment plan. You keep them on track with the payment plan. So when they walk into a major bank, they don't have to hold anyone's hands. They want to jump on this opportunity to say, when they pull up their credit, wow, you did this loan and you partnered with Axion. And do other banks kind of like not too happy that you guys are doing what you're doing?
Well, you know, it's a matter of communication, because when they see that there's another financing company out there, the first reaction maybe is, well, this is kind of a threat. You know, we're another competitor in the market. But once we start talking about our model, how we work, we're actually more being a complementary service, because we're not taking deposits away. We're not doing the cross-selling that many banks do, you know, with mortgages and auto loans. We're only dedicated to business lending, which is typically one of the most difficult things to do at a bank, because you got to be prepared. You got to have 3 years of financials. You got to be profitable. Yeah. And that's the space they serve. For us, it's a little bit more risk that we have to take, and that's implied. So when we start talking to bankers about how we operate, you know, you can keep the relationship, you can keep deposits, let me do the business credit, the commercial loan, and then, you know, you'll get to keep the client with the bank and maybe get that refinance with the bank later on. Why not, right? So it's a win-win.
I like this one here. You have business term loans. Unpack that a little bit.
Correct. We have typically, you think about an auto loan. Okay. So it's a big installment loan, maybe from $1,000, can be as small as $1,000 up to $1 million, right? The average loan size, just to give you an idea, is about this year, $13,000 or so, which is very micro still. But what it means is that we would put you on a fixed rate and a fixed term without prepayment penalties. So typically, the average term you look at is 36 months, maybe 42 months. So my payments, like on a $10,000 loan, think for example, you do a 36 months, so that's 3 years. Payments may be at around $400, $430 a month. So very similar to what an auto loan looks like. And no prepayment penalties, which means you're in control of paying that principal down whenever you want and whenever you're ready. And you can save at the end of the day some interest payments, and you may be approved with that line of credit from the bank at a much lower rate, potentially, if they are still charging those 2 to 4% rates. I mean, those are phenomenal. And we want to get those clients there. So to a point that they actually establish that credit history, and they're not having any barriers. I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, we want to take those barriers down.
What if someone comes in, they hear the show, they contact you, they're excited, they come in and sit down with you, and they find out that they don't qualify? What happens?
There is a process for us to walk them through. One of it is we do a full review of the credit bureaus with the clients, because credit is a factor. And I'll explain more about how we look at credit, but because it's not the only thing. So credit, we explain to them what's affecting their ability to access capital, and there is an action plan that is being drawn out after the decline so that they know what to do next, what types of technical assistance providers they need to access, and majority of them for free. So we connect them. We plug them in with those resources, and the ones that follow through end up coming back, and many of them actually get approved after, you know, they make the changes they need to make.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about Axion? Give me all the avenues.
Let me give you, first, the website again. Let me repeat that. That's us.accion.org.
Yes.
Or our 1-800 number, which actually you can talk to someone live, and that is 1-800-504-7624. Let me repeat that. So 1-800-508-7624. Or my email address.
Yes.
They can actually reach out to me directly.
Directly.
And that's it's a little bit long, but I'll get it out here.
And I'll have it on the website for us too. Go ahead.
So it's rvaldezbeltran@accionaz.org.
And you have a Facebook page?
We do, yes.
They can reach out to you at Axion's Facebook page.
Correct. So Axion, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, and Texas. It's a long name.
Roberto, thank you for joining us today and sharing this information.
Oh, my pleasure, Vance. Thank you.
And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.